Ralphie Radio Show, wild story involving Justin Bieber. The week that his holiday album comes out, Bieber is now being sued in California by a fan that says when she was 19, she went backstage at one of Justin Bieber's shows, had sex with him, and now Justin Bieber is the father of her child. What does this mean for the Bieber? Well, to break down the legal aspects, a number of different interesting perspectives on the story. We'll talk with radio talk show host and attorney Elizabeth Kelly. And Ms. Kelly, thank you for the time. You know, I guess one of the more interesting things I find about this lawsuit is now that it's been filed in court, Justin's going to have to take a paternity test here, right?
Even more fundamentally, Ralphie, he is going to have to figure out what he's going to do in this case and what impact those actions are going to have for the rest of his career. You know that all of the time, A-list celebrities get these lawsuits filed against them for a variety of different accusations.
Mm-hmm.
And these A-list celebs and their legal counsel, and quite frankly, their PR people, usually decide that it makes sense just to settle because of the nuisance value. But what that does is potentially open the floodgates,
mm-hmm.
particularly with these stars who have a lot of money and, like Justin Bieber, have even more to lose. So if Justin starts settling lawsuits like these so early in his life, so relatively early in what promises to be a bigger and better career, that sets the stage.
What you're telling me, Ms. Kelly, is that if you were advising Bieber and his camp, you would tell them to go to court.
Take whatever type of paternity test is required. Do whatever it takes to prove that he is not involved. And that, if successful, I think, would have a huge deterrent effect on future lawsuits.
Because that really was going to be my only other question. We're talking with attorney Elizabeth Kelly about this Justin Bieber lawsuit here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You know, obviously, for just a fan to bring this to court, his camp has to be worried about copycat lawsuits.
Oh, sure. Not just for the foreseeable future, but for the next 40, 50 years, depending upon how his career plays out.
Again, we'll see if he does, in fact, go to court and fight this. According to attorney Elizabeth Kelly, hopefully he does to, again, deter that copycat effect. Radio talk show host and attorney Elizabeth Kelly checking into the Ralphie Radio Show. Ms. Kelly, thank you for the 411.
Always happy to talk to you, Ralphie. Have a good week.